years when the yearbooks are coming out.
Well, not for my kids.
Well, and I was actually kind of surprised that they even do them anymore. Because I thought, you know, you just put them online.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you want one, print it out. Or if you want your classmate's picture, print it out. So they still make them.
They still make them, but at least in Nixa, you don't get them until next year. And so.
What good is that?
I know. I was like, do you guys write in each other's yearbooks anymore? My daughter's like, no. No.
Because they don't have them.
And I said, that's not a thing. And she's like, no. Well, we don't get them till next year. And I'm like, oh, well, then the allure of being a sophomore is worn off and you're already a junior and you moved on. So, yeah, that makes sense.
So then your son Stone, who just graduated, then he won't get hit. He'll already
right.
be
she'll
first
have
year
to,
in college.
She'll pick his up and give it to him and he'll be off to college.
How weird. So we're wondering, do you still even have them? Because I'm a radio guy. And when I first started, I moved a lot. And books are heavy. So after, I don't know, maybe the sixth move, the thing was duct taped shut. I never, ever opened the box.
What'd you do?
And I had it written on there what all was in there. I pitched them.
You chucked it in the trash?
Yeah, I got rid of all of them. Oh, I had I had yearbooks, all the yearbooks in there. I had some... Well, some school books that were in there.
I have a question. Have you gone to look for something in the yearbook? Because this happened to me. I remember this guy who showed up like our junior year, and our entire class deemed him a narc. Like jump 21 Jump Street or something.
Man.
Like he was planted by the police. And I just remember him being a really big guy and looking like he's 26 years old. And so a few years ago, I was like, I wonder what he really looked like now that I'm an adult. You know, looking back. So I went and found the yearbook. I think his name was John. And I'm like, okay, well, he kind of does look older than us, but he still looks like a kid.
Oh, still, though, what a rep to have in your high school.
Oh, nobody would touch him with a 10-foot pole.
No,
it was terrible.
Down.
We all deemed him planted by the police. We're in Clinton, Missouri.
Jeez. Okay, so do you still have them? Because I got rid of mine.
Yeah.
And then once CDs and that stuff started coming out, albums are another thing. They're too bulky. They're too heavy. I sold all those too.